come this morning out of a sense of duty, that it's just something that you do on a Sunday morning? Or have you truly come this morning out of a sense of devotion, and that you really want to be in touch with and come in touch with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and a fellowship with the body of believers here this morning? So I want to leave you with that question as we go through the message this morning. Why are you here this morning? Is it a sense of duty? Or is it a sense of devotion that you're here this morning? We're continuing this morning in the study of the book of Luke. And you can turn to Luke chapter 10. We'll be looking at verses 38 through 42. Luke 10, verses 38 through 42. And again, a familiar passage of Scripture, but I believe that God has something for us this morning in this particular passage of Scripture this morning. So I think that as we open our hearts, I don't just think, I believe and I know, that as we open our hearts to the Spirit of God, God will lead us and guide our thoughts and our hearts into a place where He can speak to us through Scripture that we've heard time and time again. So I encourage you this morning to heed the voice of the Spirit as we look into this Scripture. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42, and it says this: Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. And I want us, first of all, to connect with the actions of Martha and having this here rushing around to get things ready, and this her troubled spirit that came upon Martha as she was preparing for this here, these guests that she had. And I think most of us here this morning can connect with the fact that we live in a culture where we can become extremely busy, and we can fail to connect with the thing that is most important. If we are going to be able to go on and have the strength and the courage and the ability to accomplish the things that God has called us to do, we need to be able to connect with and choose that better part, which is what Mary chose. Let me quote from Stephen Covey some comments on the unreal expectations of our day in his book called First Things First, when he says this: People expect us to be busy, overworked. It's become a status symbol in our society. If we're busy, we're important. If we're not busy, we're embarrassed to admit it. Busyness is where we get our security. It's validating, popular, pleasing. And it's also a good excuse for not dealing with the first things in our lives. Does that pretty well sum up some of the feelings that we've had already, where you and I have experienced those feelings of feeling like we're really busy? Or how often have you gone up to someone and asked them how they're doing, and they say, oh, we're really busy. You know, we just can't get a handle on things. There's not enough time in the day to do the things that I need to do. And there's some kind of validation in the fact that they're busy. And I have done the same there's another way. You don't have the strength. You don't have the power. And unfortunately, I find that we run around all over the place seeking for this peace that passes all understanding, that only comes through Jesus Christ and sitting at the feet of Jesus. We go to the mountains. We go to the beach. We go to Florida, to Pinecraft, nonetheless. We go to Mexico. We go to Alaska, trying to find a sense of peace and rest from the busyness of our time. There is no other place that you will find that sense of peace than at the feet of Jesus. You can run to and fro all over the earth and try to find it. It will be found no other place than at the feet of Jesus. Maybe some of you here this morning, you have no idea how in the world you're going to accomplish the commitments that you have made. You have no idea how you're going to find the strength to be able to go on and do all the things that you feel need to be done. And it seems like the more you try, the more it fails. You give it all you've got, and it seems like your efforts fail. Maybe you're here this morning, and your efforts to ministry have failed. Maybe you're here this morning, your efforts for relationships have failed. Maybe you're here this morning, your effort for health has failed. And you say, what's wrong? Why do these things fail? And I want to tell you this morning that without a shadow of a doubt, these things at times do fail. The thing that I want you to connect with this morning is that when these things fail, when your efforts to ministry and efforts at relationships and those types of things, when they fail, you need to sit at the feet of Jesus. You need to be sitting at the feet of Jesus. Because that's where your strength comes from. That's where your power comes from. That's what gives you the ability to go on. And my hats, the apostles, they are my heroes. They were sent to dungeons, and they were cut apart, and they were given to wild animals, and their heads were cut off, with the exception of John. And even John was boiled in a pot of hot oil. You want to know how they could do that? They could do that because they sat at the feet of Jesus. And I ask you this morning, are you sitting at the feet of Jesus? Have you chose to sit at the feet of Jesus and to hear His words minister to your heart? You know, we can get all riled up inside when somebody, we stand on a word of truth, and somebody disagrees with us. Oh, we get frustrated and down in the dumps because somebody dared to disagree with us when we stand on the word of God. We have not yet had our heads cut off or given to wild animals and those types of things. But I tell you, in these times when we're challenged for standing on the word of God, you need to be sitting at the feet of Jesus to make it. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come unto me. Come unto me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And God gave me this picture this morning of the mules that I used to work with. When I got out of school, I spent a couple of summers working for a neighbor that farmed with mules. And I recall those mules. As we would load up the wagon, and the wagon would get heavier and heavier in the soft soil, the mules would lean into the harness together, and they would move that wagon. They would lean in together. When you gave them the command to go, they would lean in together, and together they moved the wagon. But once in a while, they became off sync. One of them would start ahead of the other one. And when that one started ahead of the other one, the other one would feel too much of a load, and he couldn't move the wagon by himself, and he'd back off, and by that time, the other one was throwing himself into the harness. And I had to think, Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And when we are yoked together with Jesus Christ, your burden will be easy and your burden will be light. The load will be easy and your burden will be light. But we pull together with Him. And the only way that you can pull together with Him away from it for 10 days. Come on. I don't have a problem with you going to the mountains, to the beach, to Alaska, to Mexico, to Pinecraft. I don't have a problem with you doing that, not even one little bit. But I assure you that you will still need to sit at the feet of Jesus to find that peace that passes all understanding. There's no other way. There absolutely is no other way. Homemakers, do you get up in the morning and you're faced with a day? You have children, you have diapers to change, you have laundry to do, you have floors to clean, you have everything that goes on all day long until everybody's back in bed. You get to stop for a moment. You can't afford to not stop and sit at the feet of Jesus. For those of you men here this morning that are providers for the family, you go to work early in the morning and you work hard and long to provide for the family, because the Bible says that if you don't provide for your family, you're worse than an infidel. Okay, so you don't want to be worse than an infidel. So you work hard and long to get the things that you need to provide for your family. And you become worried and stressed, and soon you look like Martha, troubled and bothered by the work that God has called you to do. So you mothers, after a while you look like Martha, you're worried and you're bothered by the work that God has called you to do, and you lose the blessing. A couple of weeks ago, when it was a nice warm evening here, the strength of Karen and I's relationship is the fact that we take time to listen to each other. And again, going back to just any kind of relationship, if we would give the type of priority to our earthly relationships that we give to our relationship with our Father, I'm afraid we would be very lonely people. First of all, Martha's choice. Looking at verse 38, the very